Now here, in this section of the glory of the Lord and the commission of the prophet, we have here in chapter 1 the display of the glory. Now, this is a very difficult vision. John Calvin said this concerning it. He said, "If anyone asks whether the vision is lucid, I confess its obscurity and that I can scarcely understand it." Well, I want to concur with that statement, and I want to say that I'm a true Calvinist concerning the first vision that we have in Ezekiel. Calvin said he couldn't understand it clearly, and I want to go along with him and say that I can't understand it clearly. But I want to say this to you, that I'm sure of what it is not. Now, first of all, this is the vision of the wheels within wheels. This is not a vision of this mechanical age. And, my friend, it's not a prophecy of the aeroplane. You remember when we had the old propeller planes, that there were several prophetic teachers saying, "Oh my, this vision is a prophecy of the airplane." And now today we've got jet planes. And what are you going to do with that? Because there are no wheels within wheels there. Now, to say that, you couldn't have anything as puerile and as juvenile as to say that. That brings prophecy into disrepute. It's silly and senile chatter like this that has brought prophecy into disrepute. Actually, you have here a vision of the glory. Now, in Isaiah, you have the principles of the throne of God. And in Jeremiah, you have the practice of that throne. But in Ezekiel, you have the person that's on the throne. And that's the vision here. But I want to hasten to say this. God is not exposed here. You don't have a window display of him. And I'm going to venture an interpretation. You have here a vision of the chariot of God. Now, when I began my ministry, and I have these notes right here before me now, way back in, I go back to 19, I think this message was given about 1935. And my subject at that time was a vision of God. Well, it's not that. It's a vision of the glory of God. Now, that is a difference, maybe without too great a distinction, but it's important to make that, by the way. And what I see in this now is a vision of the chariot of God. And God rides triumphantly in his own chariot today. And what you see here is the God of glory moving irresistibly through time, if you please. There was one feature which I discovered that shocked me. The chariot here is vacant. I took it for granted that God was there. There are four living creatures, the cherubim, and they are connected with the chariot, yet they're distinct from it. And above all, there is a throne, and on the throne there's a man, and this is the highest vision of God. And that makes it the most difficult to understand. There are certain outward aspects, though, that are very impressive facts.